Today is Daf Chav Zayin. We're on Chav Vav Amud Beis. About the Tashma on the by the Bailu on the bottom. So Rabbi Yehuda had mentioned that the time, right, the time for Shachar is Ad Arva Shos, the fourth hour, right. So on the perfect day it'd be 10 o'clock, and the fourth hour. So the Gemara has a suffix whether that includes if it's up to the fourth hour. Right, so that means it would end at 9, or includes the fourth hour, which means it would end at 10, or includes the fourth hour and would go a little further, would go through the fourth hour and would end at the end of the fourth hour. So Yivaya Lahu, Advi Ad Bichlal, right? Does Rabbi Yehuda's man Tfila mean Adva Ad Bichlal, and therefore the fourth hour is included, and therefore the Tfila Shacharis is up at the end of the fourth hour? O Dilma Adva Lo Ad Bichlal. It's Adva Lo Ad Bichlal, and therefore the fourth hour is not included. And the Zman of Tefillah Shacharis is only up to the beginning of the fourth hour. So Tashma, we'll bring a raya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, when it comes to Mincha, he says, Ad Plaga Mincha. Until half of Mincha, which we said was basically 9.5 hours. Ad Plaga Mincha. Now, Iyamar Bishlama Ad Velo Ad Bichlal, it's always fine if you say it doesn't include that hour. Ad Velo Ad Bichlal. Hayo de Ika Ben Rabbi Yehuda L'Rabbanan. Then there's a distinction, there's a difference between Rabbi Yehuda's Shita and Rabbanan's Shita when it comes to Mincha. Because the Rabbanan would say until the evening, which would be basically until 6 o'clock, right? And Rabbi Yehuda would say until Plaga Mincha. If Rabbi Yehuda's statement, when he gives us time, it includes that time. So if he includes Plaga Mincha, then there's no difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim when it comes to Mincha, right? Rabbi Yehuda hain Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda would be like the Rabbanan. Why Rashi says, because something like Rabbi Yehuda plag achron shel mincha achronikamar. He's at the very end of mincha, of the later mincha, so therefore that would be what? That'd be the same thing as the chamer, which would be at the end, at the end of plag of mincha. So then what's the difference? So it must be that he holds ad velo ad bichlal, and therefore he says the same thing when it comes to shacharis. It's up to the fourth hour, not inclusive of the fourth hour. So elamai, so what are you going to tell me? Ad velo ad bichlal, it doesn't include, like it's up to the fourth hour, it does not include the fourth hour. Ema Seifa. We'll take a look at the Seifa. The Shel Musafin Kol Hayom. Which is a problem over here because there's a Mitzamachokas in the Girsa as to whether or not that's actually in the Mishnah. But okay. Ema Seifa. The Shel Musafin Kol Hayom. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Sheva Shos. You have 7 hours. You have the seventh hour to say Musaf. Vitanya. We have a Bryce that says as follows. Hayu l'fanav shtei tfilos. You had in front of you two tfilos. Acha shom musaf, acha shom mincha. It's musaf and mincha. What do you do first now? Bryce says, mispalel shom mincha first. First you put daven mincha. V'yachar kach shom musaf. And then you do musaf. Shizo tadira. V'zo ein tadira. You go say musaf first. Comes up, or sometimes a shayla, on Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, when you have a very, or at least Yom Kippur more often, you have a very long shacharis, and also by the time you start to start davening Musaf, you can daven Mincha already. What? So as Torah happens, it can happen. So what do you do? So that's a shayla. How do you deal with it? So he says, but Rabbi Yehuda Omer mispal shel Musaf, first you daven Musaf, v'yachar kach shel Mincha, then you daven Mincha, shezo averis, v'zo ein averis, because Musaf is going to go by faster. It's 7 till the 7th hour, and whereas Mincha is till 9.5, so you have an extra hour and a half, Shavuos Ma'is, you have an extra hour and a half to do it. Now, how does this work? Iyamart Bishlama Avi Abichlal, if you say Avi Abichlal, so then that would mean Tefilas Musaf for Rabbi Yehuda is till the end of the 7th hour. So Hainu Dimishkachas Lushtei Tefilas V'Hadidadi. Then it's possible to have the case where Mincha and Musaf will be at the same time. Because his Tfilas Musaf is till the end of the 7th hour, and Mincha begins at the 6.5 hour. So therefore, between from the 6.5 to the 7th hour, you have an overlap. Eliyamart Ad Veloa Bechlal, but if you say Ad Veloa Bechlal, that means Musaf is at the 7th hour, meaning it ends at the end of the 6th hour, then there's no overlap. So Heichi Mishkachas Lushtei Tfilas V'Hadidadi, how would you ever have this overlap? Musaf ends at noon, Musaf would theoretically end at noon, and Mincha would begin at 12:30. It's a half hour later, right? Hey, Mishkach, who stayed here? What did Dadi came into Asli Shom Mincha? Once you reach the Zman of Mincha, Azal Shom Musafim. The time of Musaf has already passed. Elamai Avi Abichlal. So it must be Avi Abichlal. Wait, if it's Avi Abichlal, then Kasha Reisha. Then we have a problem with the Reisha by Mincha, because my Ika bin Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon. What's the distinction when it comes to Mincha from Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon? So the Gemara says, Mi Savar the High Plag Mincha. plag achronik amar. When you say plag mincha, when he says it's plag mincha, you thought that it meant plag achronik, meaning you meant the last half of mincha katana. No, no, no. It's plag kamar. Plag rishon kamar. His kavana is for the first half of the mincha katana. Right? So Rabbi Yehuda says avya bichlal, and therefore the end of mincha is at the half of the mincha and half of the mincha katana, which would be when half of mincha katana, which is I guess 1:30, right? How does that work?
The mincha katana is
9 and a half. Right, 9 and a half, not at the end. So it would be 9 and a half. I said it wrong in the beginning. So we end mincha katana, right? So therefore, is at the end of mincha katana. But Chacham say it's all the way till the evening. Now, v'hachi ka'amar emas nafik plag rishona v'ayah plag achrona. When does mincha katana end? Ki nafik achas rishos chas revi. When 11 hours or 10 hours and 45 minutes passes, that's the time of the mincha. 10 hours and 45 minutes is the time is when mincha ends. Not all the way at the end, right? Because that's one of the 9 and a half hours, right? So 10 hours and 45 minutes, and half between half of that. So then 10 hours and 45 minutes is the time for mincha. So it doesn't overlap with the chacham at all because they go all the way to the erev. They go to 12 hours. Okay. Amar of Nachman Afana Nami Tanina. I also have a Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda says Avi Abichlal, which because we have the Mishnah in Idios. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Hei Chamisha Dvarim. And when there's a Mishperek Bava Mishnah Aleph in Idios, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava gave testimony about 5 things. Another one, Shemiman Mesakatana, that there are certain times when the basin teaches a young orphaned girl whose mother married her through Miyu, whose mother married her off, that she should be ma'ayin the kedushin, she should reject the kedushin and mivatul the kedushin l'mafrei. Rashi gives the situation. V'shemasin esa isha api eid echad. You can allow a woman to marry based on the testimony of one witness who says that her husband died. V'al tarnagol sheniskal b'yusharayim al shahar gets a nefesh, and a certain chicken that basically pecked at the brain of a little kid and killed him, and killed the kid, that you stoned the chicken, even though shor doesn't necessarily mean shor, it also means a chicken. Number four, val yayin bein arbaim yom, shin naseich agabim mizbeach, that the 40-day-old wine can be, sometimes it's poured on the altar of the akum, and therefore it is considered yayin, that's actual yayin. Val tamid, and in our case, val tamid shel shachar, shekar ve'arba shos, that the carbon tamid of the morning was brought in the fourth hour. Who's that like? It's like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Chachamim say it's still Chatzos. And it has to be Rabbi Yehuda of Avi Abichlal. But if it's Rabbi Yehuda of Avi Lo Abichlal, then it can't be during the fourth hour. It would be up to the fourth hour. Therefore, it's inclusive. So when Rabbi Yehuda says the fourth hour, that means through the fourth hour, till the end of the fourth hour, which would basically mean till ten o'clock on a perfect day. It only happens twice a year. Okay. Amar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda that the tamid shel shachar was brought through the fourth hour, and that's the same din legabe tefila shachar hoel usnan b'bichirta kivasei. Since it's in the Mishnah of the chosen Mishnah, right? What's the chosen Mishnah? The chosen Mishnah is Idios. As we'll see, we actually have a story coming on between today and tomorrow. Idyas is the Masechta that was taught when they deposed Rabbi Gamliel, and they brought and Rabbi Elazar became the Nasi, and he opened up the doors of the base of Medrash, and they testified. All these people gave testimony about certain halachas. So that's the Bechirta. That's the Masechta of the Bechirta, and since it's over there, Rashi says Idyas kari Bechirta shalacha ka'osin Idyas. The halacha is like all those testimonies that were given. So therefore, we have testimony that Rabbi Yehuda says up to the fourth hour, through the fourth hour, that the carbon tum was brought through the fourth hour. Therefore, we pass in that Shachos is through the fourth hour. And I think halacha ma'isa, that's what we pass in as well. Okay. The Mishnah goes back to say, we're going back to the Mishnah in Idyas. It says, V'al tamid shel shachar shekar v'arba shos. The carbon tamid shel shachar was hukrav during the fourth hour. So, man tana laha the tana rabbanu. Who is the author of the following Brisa, right? Man tanal hu to the gears of the tan rabbanon. The pasuk says by the gathering of the man. It says vayilkatu osom boker. They collected it early in the morning. ishkefi achlo. Everyone according to what he needed. The cham hashemesh v'namas. When the sun got warm, then it sort of melted away. Right, it got melted away and swept away. So says be'arba shos, it started to melt away the fourth hour from the beginning of the day. Ata omer be'arba shos, you say it melted away the fourth hour. O ein el b'shei shos, maybe it melted away at the sixth hour. I mean, how do you know the pasuk says it means the fourth hour? Maybe it means the sixth hour. So the Gemara says kishu omer kichom hayom. When it says the words kichom hayom, that's when it says by Avram, when he was after day three after his milah, he was Yoshev Pesach Ol Chachom Hayom, waiting for the guests. So we know that is Harei Sheishas Omar. That we know means the 12th hour, because that's the heat of the day. That's the 12th hour. So Hamani Mekayim V'Cham Hashemesh V'Namas. So what's Chom Hayom is the 6th hour. V'Cham Hashemesh V'Namas, that's Ba'arba Shos. That's at the 4th hour. So money. So who is that? Who is that like? Who does it go like? Look, Rabbi Yehuda and Lo Rabbanan. It doesn't go to Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbanan. Why? E Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says Ad Arba Shos Nami Tzapru. Rabbi Yehuda says we just said that Rabbi Yehuda holds Aviyah Bechlal. Therefore, through the end of the fourth hour is considered the morning. Here he's saying that it melted at the fourth hour. Well, according to Rabbi Yehuda, I'm not sure what the halachic ramification is of discussing when the mud melted and when it didn't. But the Gemara is trying to pull something out. He says Ad Arba Shos Nami Tzapru. So he would think that it's Aviyah Bechlal, and therefore the morning lasts until through the fourth hour. And Irabanan Ad Chatzos Nami Saperhu. The Rabbanan clearly say that it's morning till the 12th hour, till the 6th hour. So why is the mun melting now at the beginning of the 4th hour? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it should melt an hour later. According to the Chachamim, it should melt 3 hours later.
Every day it would melt, well,
yeah, if you didn't collect it, and then it would melt and go away. You had to collect it in the morning. No, the morning, the mun fell in the morning. You had to go collect it in the morning. And Chama Shemesh Ben Amas, if you didn't get it in time. Right. So Ivai's aim of Rabbi Yehuda, Ivai's aim of Rabbanan. There's no, this price that can go either according to Rabbi Yehuda or according to Rabbanan. Ibai's aim of Rabbanan, you can say go according to Rabbanan. Wait, how can it go according to Rabbanan? According to this, it's melting after 3 hours. At the beginning of the fourth hour, it's gone. But they have till Chatzos. So he says, no, Amakra, Baboker, Baboker. The Pasuk said Baboker twice. Chalkei Lushnei Bekarim. So there are two parts of the Boker. There's one part of the Boker goes through the 3 hours, and one part goes through 6 hours. And the mud melted at the end of the third hour, the beginning of the fourth hour. The Ibai's aim, or you can say Rabbi Yehuda. It's going like Rabbi Yehuda. Lahai Boker Yisera. It says Boker, Boker. What's the extra Boker for? Lahati Moshe Achas. To tell you, yes, Einachanami. The Boker lasts. The Boker ends at the end of the fourth hour. I say Avi Ad Bechlal. However, Boker, Boker here adds 1 hour to teach me that it melts an hour earlier. The Kuli Amamiya V'Cham Hashemesh V'Namas V'Avra Shos. But nevertheless, everyone holds V'Cham Hashemesh V'Namas is now at the fourth hour. So my mashma, where do you see that in the pasuk? Where does it say the fourth hour? That's what it means. So Amar of Acha Bar Yaakov Amakra, because the pasuk says V'cham Hashemesh V'Namas, as opposed to Kachom Hayom, Eze Hisha Shashemesh Cham, that the sun is warm, V'Hatzel Tzonein, and yet the shade is still cooling. Have Omer Ba'Avershos. That's the fourth hour. After that, I guess in the desert, the shade is not as cooling as it is. So that's the pond that it means. At the fourth hour, so that's when the mun melted. Okay. Now we get to the fireworks. Filas mincha erev is till the evening, which we basically, I guess, Rashi said, it's interesting what Rashi said in the Mishnah. Rashi said ad erev means ad chashicha, which sort of means that says, but most of the time say that till shkia. Ad erev. So, but Yehuda said ad plaga mincha, right? We said till plag. So, amalei rav chizl rav yitzchak. Hasam Amar Rav Kahana Halacha Rabbi Yehuda Hol Tam Bechir Tukivatei. Over there, when it came to Shacharis, we passed in four hours because we had the Mishnah in Idyas that passed in like him. However, Hachaman. But when it comes to Tfilas Mincha, who is the Halacha like? Do we have to plag or do we have to Shkia? Who's the Halacha like? So Ishtik, he was quiet. Velo Amar Leid Lo Midi. He didn't say anything. So Amar Rav Chizda Nechzeyanan. Rav Chizda says, let's go check and let's go look into it and see what the Halacha is. Midrav matzli shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos be'od yom. You see on Amud Beis, Rav accepted Shabbos early, and he would daven the Mayriv of Shabbos on erev Shabbos. Mi be'od yom. He was makabel Shabbos earlier. Shema mina, you see from here, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. You see from here, the halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because how is he davening Mayriv after plag, before Shkia? Must mean that he davened mincha before plag, like Rabbi Yehuda. Right, because Rabbi Yehuda says it's Matius Minchas at Plag Mincha, and after Plag then begins the time of Meir. So therefore Rav can say Meir between Plag and Shkia must mean like he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says no, Ad the Rabba. We can learn the other way around. Mid the Rabbanon Lo havu matzli or orta. Rav Huna and the Rabbanan would not daven Ma'ariv of Shabbos until the night. Maybe they accepted Shabbos early, but they wouldn't daven Ma'ariv until it got night. So Shema Minah ain't alach like Rabbi Yehuda. So then that would be Mashal Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, because if they wait until night to daven Ma'ariv, that means they couldn't daven Mincha before Plag. So who says what? So the Gemara answer is a very strange lesson, but famous. Hashda, the lo itme hilchas lo kemar, the lo kemar, we're not nipsak, the halacha, neither like a chachamim, nor like Rabbi Yehuda, the avid kemar avid. Whoever does a chachamim, osa kedin, whoever does a Rabbi Yehuda is also osa kedin. Interesting, what usually we say, yachav erabim, halacha kerabim. I don't know why here we don't say that. We just say avid kemar avid. So what does it mean, avid kemar avid? Three-way machlokas in the Rishonim. The Rashba brings down, and found first in the Rabbeinu Yonah, and he brings down from the name of the Gaonim. It says, because of a Gaon, it's in the Russian Siman Daled, and the Meiri brings it down, demand demaktim umatzim v'plaga mincha l'malu v'filas erev Rabbi Yehuda. Whoever goes ahead and is davin, and davins Ma'ariv, right, by plag to Rabbi Yehuda, su lo matzi l'tzuli mincha el ad plaga mincha Rabbi Yehuda. You got to do the same thing. You're going to daven Ma'ariv. If you're going to get a daven Ma'ariv early, that means you have to daven. If you want to get daven Ma'ariv after Plag, that means you have to daven Mincha before Plag. You have to daven Mincha before Plag. The im isul Rabbi Yehuda less the Rabbanan, because those who hold like Rabbi Yehuda don't hold like Rabbanan. The isul the Rabbanan less the Rabbi Yehuda. If you hold like Rabbanan, you don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. The hilchach eat salit tefilas Mincha ad erev. If you're going to daven Mincha, right? If you're going to daven Mincha till the evening, sulo matzi lak dume l'tzuli tefilas erev to Plag a Mincha. You cannot daven Ma'ariv until Shkia. You can't.
Ever?
So the Gemara says, v'lo yiyah osef pamk Rabbi Yehuda pamk Rabbanan. You can't do once like Rabbi Yehuda or like Rabbanan. Basically, you have to make a life choice. Am I a Rabbi Yehuda person or am I a Rabbanan person? Rabbeinu Yonah says the same thing. Umina anan and us, the nahagina litzler tefilas ha-mincha ad ha-erev, and we, this is the Gaon, Kasav HaGaon. He says that us, who had the minhag to daven mincha up to less long the shel erev ad the yasmin yom k'rabbanon. We cannot daven Meir till afterwards, till after Shkia, like the Rabbanon. So that is according to the Rabbeinu, according to the Rashba, and according to the Rabbeinu Yonah, and according to the Rush, and we'll see what the halacha is quoted also. Someone who's knowing k'rabbanon to daven mincha until Shkia can never daven Meir before Shkia. It's a life choice. However, the Ra'ah, the Me'iri, the Mordechai, they all hold it. No, each day you can make a different choice. You just can't contradict yourself within one day. But if we remember back by Rabbeinu Tam in the second Tosfos on the Masechta, he holds that even one day, there's no such thing as the Tachlis and Tzavos. You can hold like both. So what does it say in the Shulchan Aruch? Which way to go? The Gemara Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Reish Lama Gimel, Mi shehispalal tefilas mincha la'achar vavshos umechza ulumala, whoever davens mincha after 6.5 hours, which is what we pass in l'chatchila, right? Yotza, your yotza, the ikrisman la miteshos umechza ulumala, the ikrisman of mincha is at 9.5 hours, ad alayla l'rabbanon, ul'rabbi Yehuda plag mincha. Rabbi Yehuda, you have another hour 15 minutes to daven not plag. Shehu ad sof yud ayla shos chaser rabbi, which is 10 hours and 45 minutes. Skip D, Ramah, the Askina, and we pass in, the Ovid Kamar Ovid, with the Ovid Kamar Ovid. But who Shayase was the Mishnah Brewer, was the Shulchan Aruch said, who Shayase lo olam kifchad minayu. You always have to make a choice. You have to be a Rabbi Yehuda Jew or a Rabbanon Jew. Shim Osek, Rabbanon, who mispala mincha de laila, shuvein lo yachl mispala avis plaga mincha lamala. He must Rabbi Yehuda, mispala avis plaga mincha lamala, tzerch hazar shlo yispala mincha ba osu shah. And he passed his pure like the Rashba and Rabbeinu Yonah. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. L'chat chila. And he says again, the Akshav, according to the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Akshav Shenogel is Pal Tfilas Mincha at a Laila. Since our Minog, the Shulchan Aruch says, it's a Daven Mincha all the way till night, Ein L'Spal Tfilas Ariv Kodim Shkia Sachama, you can't Daven Ma'ariv prior to Shkia. However, the Im B'Dieved is Pal Tfilas Ariv Plada Mincha Lumala. If you did Daven Ma'ariv before, Yotza, your Yotza, right? Yotza, Ubishas Hadchak, Ubishas Hadchak, Yokol is Pal Tfilas Ariv Plada Mincha Lumala. Shas Hadchak, you can Daven Ma'ariv. You can have a Ma'ariv after Plag. Basically, this is where, I'm not going to get into it now, but this is where you have the whole issue that comes in about making an early Shabbos. Making an early Shabbos, let's say you make Shabbos at 7, so you and Plag is, I don't know, Plag is 6:45.
If you pick something to the rest of your life,
can you make Matir Neder?
Well, then don't you down by that also?
I guess as long as they're in your house.
It's not
a minhag, so there's
a minhag. So it's more than a minhag.
It comes all off of.
Right.
So that's...
Your
I guess it binds the rest of
you.
Of why can't you decide when you're older? You can be mata neder and start to do something else.
You can't pick your own minhag. How can you pick your own
halacha? Because you can go one, you go the other. What's the difference? When I'm staying in the kasha. When I'm older, when I'm bar mitzvah, when I'm my own house, I'll decide. I'll go this way.
You see, now what I'm going to do this. He's saying very simple. I'm being a Rabbi Huda Jew. So because you took on the fact that you're a Rabbi Huda Jew, you're now, that's how you're done. Period. So what does your children do? Maybe you're a Rabbi Huda Jew.
Matan Neder and do the other way if you want.
What?
Do that. Because the rice there is in the sheet. Because
it's only a minhag.
No, but here's Abba Kamar, so it's open to you.
So for you, until you make a choice, you stop.
No, and then you're Matan Neder, you can change your choice.
But you didn't do that with anything.
What? Because not everything says Abba Kamar of it. Okay, but here's the problem with rice. When you have a mincha on Friday night, and you have a mincha after plod,
right.
And then you're going to have a mara before shkia, that's when the whole problem
right.
The whole problem comes in. This was the one...
That's
one.
Every day.
What? No, but on Shabbos, when you make the early Shabbos, people do it with that thing. They sit down, okay, we're having minchas. Minchas at 7 o'clock. Plod was at 6:45. So it's after plod. So we're holding like Rabbanan when it comes to mincha. What? Don't do that every day. Most days, most mincha minyanim either straddle plod. Right. Most mincha minyanim, I know, at least in the city, you have a lot of mincha minyanim that straddle plod. And when you come to Lav Shul, the mincha minyanim straddles shkia. It seems to me that most of us do not do like the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that it's the Olam to make a choice. We basically hold like more like the Meiri and the Ra'ah and the Mordechai, that we each day we switch it. But very few people, except when it comes to Erev Shabbos, where you have other limud schus to do. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that when it comes to Shabbos, basically he's quoting a Gra that doesn't give a time for Ma'ariv, right? It just says there's no Zman for Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv is the time that's neither Shachar nor Mincha. That's when you have in Ma'ariv. So if I accept to find myself Shabbos early, so it's no longer the time for mincha. So now's the time for Ma'ariv. So I can do it. That's what Aruch HaShulchan says. But there are, I mean, it's a whole shiur of itself, but this is where the issue comes from. Okay. Rav Ikka Levei Gneva. Rav came to the house of Gneva. Vitzeli shall Shabbos or Erev Shabbos. And there's a Makal upon himself Shabbos early, and he davened Ma'ariv on Erev Shabbos. V'have matzli Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba l'achori d'Rav. And Rav Yirmiyah Abba was davening behind Rav. The Siyim Rav, and Rav finished his tefillah below Paskin with Slusid Rav Yirmiyah. There was no separation, I guess, between Rav Yirmiyah and Rav, right? Below Paskin with Slusid Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Yirmiyah had not finished. Right? Rashi says, below Paskin with Slusid, last Rashi, Kolomar, lo hifsik ben Rav Yirmiyah ula kotel, lavor lefonov, Rav finished before his time of Rav Yirmiyah and didn't pass in front of him. He didn't walk in front of Rav Yirmiyah. So Shema Minat Plus. In this story, we learn three halachas. Number one, Shema Minah Mispal Adam Shal Shabbos or Erev Shabbos. You can make Shabbos early. You can daven Shal Shabbos and Erev Shabbos. Shema Minah Mispal Talmid Achorei Ravo. The Talmid can daven behind his master. Shema Minah Sheaser Lavor Keneged HaMispal. You see, also, you're not allowed to pass in front of someone who is davening. Misaili Rabbi Shua ben Levi. We'll look at that in a second. Misaili Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Dam Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Asur lavor kenev gam spalim. You may not pass in front of those who are davening. The Gemara says, Eni. Is Eni? Is that really true? Vaha Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi Chalfi. They walked in front of someone who's davening. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi Chutz la'abra amos with the Chalfi. They walked in front of the person. They walked more than four. They were four more than four amos away. So, Lacha Lamais again. Simon Kuf Beis. Aser lavor keneged hamispalel in betoch arba amos. You're not allowed to walk in front of somebody who's still davening shmon esrei. You're not allowed to walk with them four amos in front of them. V'dafka lefneim. That's dafka in front of them. Aval b'tzideim. But to the side of them, mutter lavor l'amo. You're allowed to walk and you're allowed to stand and walk there. That's also from the Rabbeinu Yonah. Mishnah Berurah says aser lavor. What's the reason why? He says mipnei shemivatel kavan also. Because you're going to move the person who's davening. You're going to mess up their kavana al yedei zeh. Even if the person is doing just the same Kriya Shema, you may not pass in front of them. Chayodom, there's another reason. He writes, Hatam, Mipnei Shemafsik Bein HaMispalel Ashkina. The Shekhinah is within Dalai Lama, so the first one's Dalai Lama's right? And now you're going to basically tread on, you're going to trespass on his Shekhinah. You're going to trespass on his Shekhinah. So what's the nafkamina between the two reasons? So nafkamina between two reasons is A, let's say the guy's eyes are closed. Chai Yodom says the person's eyes are closed. So the person's eyes are closed and he's totally concentrating, he's not going to see you walk in front of him, you may not mess up his kavana. So maybe you may be able to walk in front of him. Talk about the case where his talus is over, is completely over his head and over his face. But if you say that you're going to trespass upon his Shekhinah, so who cares if his eyes are closed? You're still trespassing upon his Shekhinah. Also, the Prima Gadol brings down, what about for a Dvar Mitzvah? What about for a Dvar Mitzvah? So how does that cut? If you're going to go for a Dvar Mitzvah, so maybe you'll add him, it's cut either way. But if the Prima Gadol brings down, I'm asking you, it'll be for a Dvar Mitzvah, let's say. So if you say the reason is because you're Mafsik Ben HaMishpalel HaShekhinah, so maybe for... I don't know, I think it cuts either way for a Dvar Mitzvah. Better nafkamina, I think, is if the guy's eyes are closed or his palace is overhead, whether or not you're allowed to pass. Okay.
Why should you walk in front of him, between him and the wall? How much room is there?
No, there was no break between Rav Yirmiyah and the wall. La'avo lefanav, he couldn't walk in front of the wall. He was, no matter what, he would have to walk in front of the person who was still dominating. He stood there. So you see a lot of people do that when they finish one of three, look behind, and you stand still until the person behind you finishes. Rav Yirmiyah hechi avin hechi. How was Rav Yirmiyah allowed to daven behind his Rebbe? La amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav. Didn't Rav Yehuda say the name of Rav? The olam al yispal adam lo keneged Rabo. A person should never daven near his Rebbe, right? Because that looks like they're equal. Should daven next to him. Below achori Rabo. You should not daven behind them. Rashi says because it's derech gaiva, and the Tosfos says because maybe it looks like you're mesachav el Rabo. But we can't daven behind them. V'tanya, we have a brayso that says Rav Elazar Omer hamispala achori Rabo. Whoever davens behind his Rebbe, v'no saying shalom Rabo. He just guy just says hello and greets his Rebbe like he greets any other person. V'amachshe shalom Rabo and just and responds with shalom to his Rebbe, and he doesn't say that shalom lecha Rebbe. He just says hey. You leave your Rebbe's yeshiva. And you say something not in the name of your Rebbe, which is interesting. It means you can't quote anybody else. That causes the divine spirit to dissipate from Yisrael. So how can Rabbi Yirmiyah daven behind his Rebbe? So shiny Rabbi Yirmiyah Baraba the Talmid Chaver Haver. He was a Talmid Chaver. Therefore, he was whatever that meant. He was permitted to daven behind his Rebbe. He was a Talmud Chaver. Behind the Amalei, and this is what said Rav Yirmiyah Ba'abo L'Rav. This is what Rav Yirmiyah said to Rav. Me v'dalt. Did you make Havdalah, right? Meaning, when you accepted Shabbos early, did you now accept that you're not going to do Malacha? Amalei in Bedilna. Yes, I did. Below Amar Mi Bedilmar. Just look at the question he asked. He says, Mi Bedalt. Did you separate yourself from Malacha? He didn't say, did my Rebbe separate myself from Malacha? You see, from there, the Rav Yirmiyah was almost considered equal to Rav, who's a Talmud Chaver. So now the Gemara says, Mi Bedil, is it really true that when Rav was Mekabel Shabbos and his Tefillah Mivo'od Yom, he has to separate himself from Malacha? He can't do Malacha? Va'am Rav Avin said, Pam achas his palo Rebbe shel Shabbos for Erev Shabbos. One time Rabbi Davin, Rebbe Nasa Davin, Mincha of Shabbos and Erev Shabbos. Apparently he accepted upon Shabbos. But right after that, Nichnas l'merchatz, he went into the base of merchatz, v'yatza, and he came out, v'shana l'pirkin, and then he taught us, v'dayin lo chashecha. But it wasn't even nightfall yet. So he accepted upon himself Shabbos early, and then he went into the mikvah. And from the fact that he went into the base of merchatz, and when he went into the Beit HaMerchatz, after he was Mekabel Shabbos, you can see that he didn't accept upon himself to separate himself from new Malacha, because you're not allowed to do Rechitza or do this Haziyah on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. So Amar Rava, Ahu din Nichnas l'Haziyah. He didn't go into wash, therefore there's no problem with Slita. It was just to take a Shvitz. He was just taking the Shvitz, the Kodim Zera Haba. And that was before the Zera. So then the Rabbanon, and he took that before the Takana was that you can't do that. Rashi says, the Rashi on the third short line, Lebeis HaMerchatz, Salka Daitach, the Havmina was, La'achar shel Gazru ala Zeva ala Rechitza b'Shabbos, Ki Adamrinu Masech HaShabbos Perakir Sheisiku, Alma Afagav Ditzoli, even though he davened, Lo Bidil Misuri Shabbos, he still didn't have to separate himself from doing Misuri Shabbos. So Amar Rava lehaziah nichnas lehaziah machmas chom beis hamirchatz. He just wanted to take a shvitz. Below nasna lav mayim. He didn't wash. Bekodem gzeira ad shelo gadzu alaziah. But he, before the gezeira was, there was nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong to do this. Ubechol duchto adamrina to the amar rava lazia mehecha amrina. Whenever place in Shas, when he mentioned about the aspect of lazia, like Rava says lazia, it's in this place. Point being is that if he would, when you do make early Shabbos, you take upon yourselves the malacha, which is interesting because Tosfos and Amud Aleph says that Rav would sally shal Shabbos from erev Shabbos. So Tosfos asks Tema, Sakasha, Talmid of Perak Bamelikin. We have a Gemara in Perak Bamelikin. Uvavach lo yaktim lo shayacher. You can't take on early. You can't take on later. So what are you doing taking Shabbos earlier? So he says Yesh Lomer the Hasam b'she'ena mekabel alav Shabbos miyad. There, talking about a case, we weren't mekabel Shabbos. Aval hacha mayri she mekabel av Shabbos miyad, that you were mekabel Shabbos upon yourself immediately. Hilchach lo have hakdama. That's not because they're taking it early because it's Shabbos, right? Hilchach lo have hakdama. But time of mishum, this week Rabbi Yehuda. It must be because you hold it Rabbi Yehuda. It means you can daven early, right? Mikach hanach lekaman, and so too we'll see in a moment. She's palosho mochi Shabbos b'Shabbos, where you daven mayav early on mochi Shabbos. Hainu mishum this week look for Rabbi Yehuda that you hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Uliinyan tefilas ha'erev she shoveri kodem halayla afal pikein. Now he's a gears of problem. So you daven Shabbos early. So afal pikein ein asur lasos malacha or asur lasos malacha b'motzi Shabbos miyad la'achar plaga mincha. I think it means that you're not allowed to do malacha b'motzi Shabbos miyad la'achar plaga mincha. V'chein le'inyan sefer Shabbos, which what tos sefer Shabbos that you may still do malacha. I don't understand. I don't know what's actually what Tos is doing. The same too, right? The Tosef Shabbos, Yom Kippur, the Kaimar Shemar Torah, Im Kain Lo Tzor Shir Kodok Kolkach. When it comes to Tosef Shabbos, you don't need such a big shir, but we do 80 minutes. That comes from a different shir, but I'm not sure what Tosef is saying. That if you take, it seems in here that the girsa is that if you daven Meir early on Motzei Shabbos, you may not do Malacha, and then he says, V'chein Le'in Tosef Shabbos. If you daven early on Erev Shabbos, therefore, V'chein what? V'chein you may not do Malacha, V'chein the same rule that it doesn't change the day over. I'm not sure. I'm assuming that you can't do malacha once you're mekabel on Shabbos. Okay.
It's back in the room to get a shower bed.
I can't take your hygienic things. We're talking about, we spent 3-4 days discussing soa in the street, and you're worried about showers. Okay. So the Gemara says, Aini, is it right? We talk again that according to Rav Vadavind, and we said that when he was mekabel Shabbos early, he called upon himself also not to do malacha. Aini, is that really true? That Abayi was matif Rav Dimi to smoke some sort of baskets, I guess, to whiten them on Erev Shabbos, after we daven Marv on Erev Shabbos. So therefore, you see that you do not have to separate yourself from Malacha, even after your Mekabel Shabbos upon yourselves early. We have a question. So no, hahu ta'usahave. There, that was a mistake. What does it mean, the mistake? Rashi says, the mistake was not in the Psak, the mistake was in the Kabbalah Shabbos. Ta'usahave, Rashi's low kiva lav tosefa Shabbos mishas tefila midas. He didn't really want to take on Shabbos early. Elo yom hamu'unin haya. It was got very cloudy, it got dark. So the person was mekabel Shabbos upon himself. Then all Elo wants the clouds departed, and the sun came shining through because sabra chasheich v'achar zara chachama, and the sun came out. So his acceptance of Shabbos was a mistake. So if I said, listen, it was yom unan, you accept the Shabbos by mistake. Don't worry, it's not Shabbos for you. You can still smoke these baskets. So Gemara asks, wait a second. V'ta'usa mihadra. Just because you were mekabel Shabbos by mistake, does that mean you can be chozer from that Kabbalah, and now it's not really Shabbos for you? Va'amra...
Do-over.
Va'amra Avidan. Avidan said, he says, Pam achas of him. The sky was covered with clouds. V'ksvur ma'am lomar chashenchu. And everyone thought that it was nightfall. And they came to Shul. They followed Shul Moshe Shabbos for Shabbos, and they davened Meir on Shabbos. Before they finished, hopefully before they did any milacha, the sun came out. Vizarcha chama, and they didn't know what to do. So Bo Bishalos Rebbe, and they asked Rebbe what they're supposed to do. Vamar hol vispalu. Once you daven, you daven. You don't have to do it anymore. What? So Gemara answers Shani Tzibur to Lomach Chinalu. Tzibur is different than the Yachid because you don't want to do Tircha. They didn't have Tircha, so he doesn't want them to go back and to daven again. I don't think they could do Malacha, but they don't have to daven again. But as the Yachid, you can daven again later. What's the Tircha of the Tzibura? Amar Rav Chiya bar Avin said, Rav Tzoli Shal Shabbos for Erev Shabbos, then Rav would daven Mayriv early and accept Shabbos early. Rav Yoshia Matzi Shal Moshe Shabbos for Shabbos. And Rav Yoshia would daven Mayriv on Moshe Shabbos before Shabbos was over. So what does that mean? Well, so Gemara says, Rav Tzoli Shabbos Erev Shabbos, Omer Kedush Al Kos. Well, did he say Kiddush? Does it really now become Shabbos? that he could send his whole shiur to give on that. What happens when you accept a day early? Does it make Shabbos early? Is it now really Shabbos that comes in when it comes to sitting in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres? It comes on Shavuos for the Tumos. Comes on going to the mikvah. All these different things that have a din that really you think have to at nightfall. What happens if you accept Shabbos early? That is another separate shiur. So Rav tells us Shabbos every Shabbos. Omer kedusha al koso, ain't Omer kedusha al koso. Tashma, the room for the following brisa. The Amr of Nachman, Amr Shmuel, mispalel Adam shel Shabbos be erev Shabbos. You can daven Ma'ariv of Shabbos on erev Shabbos, daven early. But Omer kedusha al koso, and then you can say kiddush. You can get home early before it's nightfall, and you can say kiddush. The Hilchos of Kivasei. Remember, everyone, you have to preach Kriyas Shema, but for this man. But here, the Hilchos of Kivasei, the halacha is that one who's mekabel Shabbos early can make kiddush al yayin from the moment he accepts Shabbos. Rav Yoshia was matzli shomotzi Shabbos b'Shabbos. He daven Meir Motzi Shabbos on Shabbos. Omer Havdalah Koso, ain't Omer Havdalah Koso. Can he say Havdalah on the coast now as well? Clearly he's not making the ish, because he's not lighting the fire, but he can he kill the bird with the stone and say Havdalah early? So Tashma, right? So Tashma, the Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Shabbos, but Omer Havdalah on the coast. And he can say Havdalah on the coast. So Tosel says, Sali Shomosi Shabbos. What does it mean? Why are you davening Ma'ariv early? Davening Ma'ariv early on the Erev Shabbos, I understand. Tosefa Shabbos. But Tosefa Shabbos works both ways. Now I'm going to try. We should be davening Ma'ariv afterwards to be Tosefa Shabbos. But Tosel says, Yesh Lomar, the Haki Ma'ariv she Yesh Lo Tzorach Mitzvah, Lassos Bemotzi Shabbos. He has a mitzvah that he has to do right after Shabbos. He's going to lechas limotino. Like to go do a bris mila. I don't know, maybe it includes you have a flight to catch to Israel. I don't know. You have a big mitzvah you have to do. Below yellow lion Abdullah im lo yakim. He's not going to have wine if he doesn't do it now. The vadei tzarich lahosif mikol al kodesh d'oraisa. You definitely have to add on tosef b'shabbos mi d'oraisa. Aval b'chinam Tosa says, but just for stam to daven ma'ariv early on motzi Shabbos, lo, you can't do that. Upshita shelo hayim maharim lahavdil espalos on motzi Shabbos b'shabbos. The gam belacha asur im chashecha. It definitely it's partial. They didn't do this regularly. Because even if you made Havdalah, you still asa b'malacha. So what's the purpose? The purpose only is that you got to rush out immediately after Shabbos is over. So I daven Ma'ariv already with a minion, I guess. Without or you're going to lose your minion, I guess. Right? Maybe you'll lose your minion if they daven Ma'ariv early. That's a good point.
Why does it depend on wine? I don't get it. You daven early, you'll have wine. If you daven with
one? Yeah, whatever the situation is, that he's not gonna, he's got to run out. Then he's not gonna. Then now is the time. He's be able to make. He won't have time. He has to go run to a bris. He doesn't want to go searching for wine after Ma'ariv. Right now he has it. I don't know who's gonna take it. But right now he has it. Okay. The Mishnah says, Tfilas ha'erev ein lakeva. Ma'ariv has no set time. So my ein lakeva. What does it mean? It has no set time. That if he wants, he can daven Ma'ariv all night. So listen to Yusa Erev Kol Laila. Just say Ma'ariv is all night. What's this lashon of Ein Lakeva? I've quoted before the name of the Gra. The Gra says Ein Lakeva means that it doesn't have a set time, meaning it's the time for Ma'ariv is the time that's not Shachos and not Mincha. That's how the Gra explains it. Mars is something different. Ela, my Ein Lakeva. Kimanda Amar, it goes according to Manda Amar, says Tfilas Arvis Rishus. That Tfilas Arvis, I'll just use the word Gemara, is a Rishus, whatever that means. Dam Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Tfilas Arvis, Rabbi Gamliel Omer Chova, Rabbi Gamliel said it's a Chov, Rabbi Yeshua Omer Rishus, Rabbi Yeshua says it's a Rishus, Amar Abaye says, Halacha Kedivrei Omer Chova, the Halacha is that Tfilas Arvis is a Chova, Rav Amar, Halacha Kedivrei Omer Rishus, that the Halacha is like Rishus. So Rashi Tosos and Tosos throughout the Masechta limits the concept of Rishus. Doesn't mean it's like just a real Rishus. He says, Lav dafka Rishus, Elaka depreciates the El, like he says on Chavav, Lekach nika Rishus, Lebatla avor mitzvah cheres halveris. Meaning, it's a chova, but it's less of a chova of other mitzvahs. So if another mitzvah comes your way, you can mevatel Ma'ariv right now. But it's not really it doesn't mean a Rishus. The Rashba brings down that it's a Rishus. He brings down from the Gaonim again. And it's also in the Ritva, and this is for Tosfos. It says, "Halach kama dam rishus the tefillah ki yisurin inu v'kaim l'kavav yisurin." Oh, the tefillah rabbanon v'shal sofrim halach achar meikel go kod the meikel. But he quotes from the Gaonim over here, and he says, quotes the Bahag, "The eat soil lechad zimna. If you daven ma'ariv once, shabe like a chova. then it becomes like a chovah to you. We know it's about kol mina tilas chovah. So all about sudavin that first time we bar mitzvah daven ma'ariv, it's a chovah, right? The harav rab amar suz, he says it becomes a chovah. The Rashbi says it's not mamash a chovah because ma'ariv is very different. We don't do chazar shashats, and we don't you don't have to be so made ula l'tfila. Because he holds that one of the Rishonim who held back in the beginning of the Masechta, that by saying extra Pesukim and Meir, that shows that we aren't so much Ula Tefillah. Why? Because Tefillah is Meir Rishos. So that's what it means, that Tefillah is Meir Rishos. Now we have a little bit of a very fascinating and famous historical conflict. So Tana Rabbanan, learn in a Braisa. Maisa b'tamid echad shabal lefnei Rabbi Yeshua. Tamid came in front of Rabbi Yeshua, but Amar Lei, and asked him, Tefillah is Meir Rishos or Chovah? Is Meir Rishos or Chovah? So Amar Lei Rishos, Rabbi Yeshua says it's Rishos. So Bal Lefnei Rabbi Gamliel. So he went in front of Rabbi Gamliel, who was the patriarch, who was the Nasi. Amar Lei, he says to him, Tefillah is Avos Rishos or Chovah? Is it a Rishos or a Chovah? So Amar Lei Chovah. Rabbi Gamliel says, I say it's a Chovah. So Amar Lei, so Tamid says, well, wait a second. Hello, Rabbi Yeshua, right? Amar Lei Rishos. He told me it was a Rishos. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Gamliel says, Hamtein Achi Chlesu Bali Treason. Wait until the warriors, Baltrisan, the shield bearers, which are the Talmid Chachamim, that they come into the Beis Medrash and discuss. Funny that they're warriors, but they only have a defensive mechanism. They don't have arrows. They only have shields. But the purpose is that you're supposed to defend your shita. You don't necessarily have to attack the other shita. That's a fort I heard the name of Rav Kook. Kishenichasu Bali Treason, when the Talmidim came to the Beis Medrash, Amad Hashol up and asked, Tefillas Avos Rishus O Chovah? Is Tefillas Ma'ariv Rishus or Chovah? So Amalei Rav Gamliel, Rav Gamliel says, Chovah. He's the Nasi, he says it's a Chovah. So Amar Lahem Rav Gamliel Chachamim, and then Rav Gamliel announces, Klum Yesh Adam Shecholik B'davar Zeh? Is there anyone who argues with me? So Amar Lei, Rav Yeshua, Lav. Rav Yeshua says, no one argues with you. We're going to pass them like you. So Amar Lei, so Rav Gamliel says to Rav Yeshua, V'halo Mishimcha Amar Lei Rishus, I heard in your name that you said it's a Rishus. So Amar Lei, Rav Gamliel says to Yeshua, Amor Aragacha, stand up, V'yidbacha, and testify. Don't you hold it to Rishus? Amr Rabbi Yeshua Raglav Yamr. Yeshua got up and said, Il Mali Ani Chai Vuhu Meis, had I been alive and this Shoah been dead, Yochel Chai L'Hachash Meis. I could contradict his words, and I could say, no, I never said it. But Ba'aksha, I know why it has to do with he's a liar or not, you still can't lie. Ba'aksha V'shani Chai Vuhu Chai, but once I'm alive, Hey Yochel Chai L'Hachash Chai, how can I contradict him? He's right here, he'll tell me I'm lying. So, you're right, in the Chanami, I said it was a Rishus. So Hayi Rav Gamliel Yoshev V'Dorish, Rav Gamliel sat down and was Darish, Rav Yeshua Omin Araglav, and Rav Gamliel never let Rav Yeshua sit down. He made him stand. He made it, again, this is part of the conflict between Rav Yeshua and Rav Gamliel. Rav Yeshua Omin Araglav, Ad Shir Rininu Kol Am. And all the Talmidim, they got enough already. They had enough. Rav Yeshua was one of the Talmidim, Rav Yochum and Zakkai. Rav Yochum and Zakkai started Yavna, they were in charge, and then Rav Gamliel came. Historical machlokas as to whether or not they appointed him or he's appointed by the Romans. Nevertheless, he's in charge now. There's a dispute, and the Talmidim are all upset that their Rebbe Rabbi Yeshua is being forced to stand in front of in, the whole time. But Amru l'chutzpitz haTorgeman, and they said to Chutzpitz haTorgeman, who was the Tana, who's repeating what Rabbi Gamliel says, Amod stop va'amod, and he stopped. They weren't going to let this. They weren't going to let this embarrassment go any further. Amru, they said, Ad kamen achiv inezel. How long is it going to be that Rabbi Gamliel is going to be embarrassing and be mitzare Rabbi Yeshua? Rosh Hashanah ishtak itzare. Last Rosh Hashanah, he also was mitzare him. Why? Last Rosh Hashanah is the case where he made Rabbi Yeshua come with a staff in hand on the date that Rabbi Yeshua felt was Yom Kippur. In Bechoros and Maisa Rabbi Tzadok. In Bechoros we also had a Maisa with Rabbi Tzadok where Rabbi Tzadok gave his Bechor some barley and made a mum. He also was mitzare. He made, in that case, he also made Rabbi Yeshua stand up. Hachanami tzare. He also makes him stand up. So Tav and Abre, there's a rebellion amongst the ranks. Let's remove Rabbi Gamliel. They said, Man Nokimle, who are we going to appoint in his stead? Right, the first popular revolt. Who are we going to appoint in his stead? Nokimle, Rabbi Yeshua, we can't put Rabbi Yeshua Bal Maisehu. That's going to be too much of a tzare to Rabbi Gamliel if we put his Bar Pelukta up as the Nasi. Nokimle, Rabbi Kiva, to put Rabbi Kiva up, no. Dilma Anish lay the less schos avos. Maybe he'll get punished because he doesn't have schos avos, because he doesn't have a great lineage. Ella, what are we going to do? Nokmi Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. We're going to put up Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. Vehu Chacham. Number one, he's a smart guy. Vehu Ashir. Number two, he's very wealthy. And Vehu Asiri le Ezra. He also has a lineage. He's a 10th generation descendant from Ezra Sofer. So Chacham, we need Imakshi le Mefarikli. He'll answer the shaylas. who asher de east le lepulchi lebe kesar, if he has to deal with the Caesar, apu azel lepala. He can go, he can send presents, he can deal with it. He has also that rich like Rabbi Gamliel, and he can politically help us with the Caesar. V'asiru le'ezra, and he's also 10th generation from Ezra, the isle zechus avos v'lo matzi anishle, and he won't get punished. So asu v'amrle, they went and asked Rabbi Lezer ben Azaya, nichle l'mayla habi reish masifta, do you want to be the Rosh Hashiva? Amrle hu, asu v'imlich v'inshi beisi, let me go ask my wife. So asu v'imlich v'inshi, go ask his wife. Amrle, she said, dil ma'abin lach, maybe they'll bring you down. So amrlach, but let me have this. Let me deal with the beautiful glass, valuable glass. One day, and if tomorrow they want it breaks. But at least I have it today. So Amrlei, less like Chavirsa. You don't have any white hair. Hahu Yom Bar Timnei Sirei Sishana. He was 18 years old. Ischarish Leinisa Behadlei Timnei Sirei Dari Chiyuta. And he got Nes, and he got 18 rows of white hair. And that's what we say. Remember before, the Lezer Mizai said, Harei ani kiven shivim shana, below ben shivim shana. This is where the word comes in, kiven shivim shana, and not shivim shana. You don't have to say it the Seder, because there's nothing to do with secrecy of Mitzrayim, but that's where it comes in over here. Question is, it's trying to figure out what was going on between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel. So I saw in the Sages by Rabbi Bini Lau, so he says that there was a major machlokus at the time, number one, between the Nasi and the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. But the other thing he was mentioning is that Rabbi Gamliel had a plan of what he wanted to do. What he was doing at this time was he was being Mesader Tfila. He was setting apart Tfila. He was the one to put the Yudchas Brachos together. So he also wanted three Tfilas. He was Mesaking the three Tfilas. The problem was they had a difficult time figuring out what Meir was for. He wanted three set Tfilas a day. Shacharis was easy, Karban Tavid. Milka was easy, Karban Tavid. Meir, as Rosh Hashanah said, it was Yeshua said there was nothing to do, so he says it's still a chova. Rabbi Yeshua says it's not a chova. It's not a chova. You can't do that. Rabbi Gamliel says, listen, this is the plan. What we're trying to do, we're trying to unify Klal Yisrael after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. We had all these sects at that time. Now we're trying to avoid that. We have to have one unified approach. That's why he put Lezer ben Hyrcanus in Chayrem. He did passing like him. Also, it came to I need a set approach. If you're going to argue with me about this idea of Meir, we're going to have some people daven three times a day, some people daven two times a day. It's going to mess up the whole program of tefillas, of the tefillah of the Rabbim, and therefore I can't have any of it. And that's why he was so staunchly opposed to Rabbi Yeshua Shita, and that's why he dealt with him so harshly. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good day. Yeah.